You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Jungle Deep, 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 Deep.
The podcast that explores the tropical lifestyle. Hello, this is your host, Dr. Jones. I am not the now famous Dr. Jones of the movies. No, that's not me. You see, Indy is my brother. And just as Indiana so much appreciates the treasures of history known as antiquities, I have always appreciated the treasures of a different kind, the treasures of nature, treasures of the jungle. We are on safari. Sorry, there is no going back. You are already a part of it, as are tropical plants and exotic animals, exotica music and jungle movies, tropical cocktails and exotic foods, rainforest preservation and wildlife conservation. And so, I am here with you to have fun and to explore the jungle.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Petco. Where the pets go. Petco. Where the pets go.
Pet Life Radio has tail wagging, fur flying, fabulous deals for our listeners from Petco. Get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off the entire Petco site.
That's right.
But that's not all.
Because you're a Pet Life Radio listener, you'll also get free shipping on your order of $49 or more. $6 off, up to 40% off,
and free shipping
from Pet Life Radio and Petco. To get these awesome deals, go to PetcoDeals.com. That's PetcoDeals.com.
Petco,
where the pets go.
I'm not much of a reader, but I do wish I were more well-read.
There are so many great books coming out. I wish I could find a way to keep up.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well-informed and catch up on your reading simply by listening. Audiobooks from Audible turn downtime into uptime. You'll be more productive and become well-read.
Now I'm able to catch up on all the great books I've been wanting to read.
With Audible, I feel smarter.
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership Plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to audibledeals.com. That's audibledeals.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Here at Jungle Deep, we have a lot of fun lined up. Some of it is pure entertainment. Some of it is educational. Also, we'll be hearing from both professional and amateur keepers of wildlife and propagators of tropical plants. I'm going to tell you about it later in the show. However, from time to time, I will be injecting some personal commentary on environmental news and information. We will have our moments of sober reflection and contemplation. It is my hope that the show will inspire us all to do more to help save the remaining rainforest and her creatures. I have been an environmental educator for some 18 years. I've seen times when environmental concerns were among the top three national priorities of the general public, as reported by the media. At times, I felt that maybe humankind had turned a corner and that the driving force of the industrial age was finally giving way to the new information age with a more educated, holistic way of looking at the world. But these things move in cycles, or more like swings of a pendulum. Since the American economy collapse of 2008 and 2009, the public's attention has been dominated with economic worries. Environmental issues have, far more often than not, taken a back seat to world politics and economic concerns. At this time in the year of 2012, we are also in a recession of environmental consciousness. I used to tell my students that only 7% of the landmass on Earth is occupied by tropical rainforest. That was true then, but of course rainforest destruction has continued through the years, and now the figure is down to 6%. There are not many percents left. The spotlight has been taken off environmental concerns by the media, but the environmental onslaught continues. Every year, the evidence of climate change is mounting. Year after year, we keep hearing that this year was hotter and drier than the last. Heat waves and wildfires keep breaking records, and bit by bit, greater numbers of the public are conceding that global warming may actually be going on. The climate change deniers are thinning out and growing weaker. This change in the public's attitude is happening by the weight of the evidence alone. The media has not been a friend to this cause. According to MediaMatters.org, only 3% of recent broadcast reports about extreme weather events make any mention of climate change. Even the leaders of the climate change deniers, the oil companies, are feeling the need to change their tune. Just recently, the CEO of Exxon, Rex Tillerson, at a recent appearance at the Council of Foreign Relations, acknowledged the scientific evidence of global warming, but says we humans simply have to accept it and engineer our way to dealing with it. Interestingly, he had no suggestions about exactly how to do so, nor, by the way, is he proposing a reduction of our use of fossil fuels.
But humans will simply adapt to all of this unpleasant climate change, says the CEO of ExxonMobil, Rex Tillerson. In a recent appearance at the Council on Foreign Relations, Tillerson acknowledged the scientific evidence of global warming, that greenhouse gas emissions from burning ExxonMobil's oil is causing the planet to warm, but he says it's simply a, quote, engineering problem.
So I'm not disputing that increasing CO2 emissions in the atmosphere is going to have an impact. It'll have a warming impact. We believe those consequences are manageable. As a species, we have spent our entire existence adapting. Changes to weather patterns that move crop production areas around, we'll adapt to that. It's an engineering problem, and it has engineering solutions. And so I don't, the fear factor that people want to throw out there to say we just have to stop this, I do not accept.
Got it. So he admits it's a huge problem, just doesn't think we ought to do anything about it other than some sort of magic engineering.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic, you know.
Tropical rainforest destruction contributes to climate change. These forests have been referred to by the scientists as the lungs of the earth and the engines of world climate, and we are still cutting them down at the rate of 1.5 acres per second. World Resources Institute has been monitoring and reporting on environmental concerns for many, many years. Their tagline is working at the intersection of environment and human needs. If you want to know the status of something, they're one of the go-to groups of experts. Of course, they were among the players at the recent Rio Plus 20 Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, which concluded on June 22nd. The Earth Summit, otherwise known as the United Nations Conference of Sustainable Development, was attended by more than 100 heads of state and tens of thousands of representatives from government, business, and civil society. They came together over 2 weeks in Rio to advance solutions on sustainable development. In case you did not hear about how it went this time at the Earth Summit, I thought I would relay to you this brief statement by the acting president of the World Resources Institute, Manish Bhatna. Quote, Rio Plus 20 closed with more of a whimper than a roar. Expectations for the conference were understandably low, but the outcomes were even more modest. The agreed-upon text was simply not forceful enough to meet the environment and development challenges of our time. This was a missed opportunity to re-energize the global conversation and importantly drive greater action around sustainability. There were a few bright spots: the advancement of the Sustainable Development Goals, support for better governance around environmental issues, and progress on sustainable transport, among others, but still, that is not enough. Certainly there are reasons why the conference fell short: economic and political crisis on the global stage, the challenges of taking on complex issues, and the struggle of coming to a unanimous decision among the diverse views. These challenges are real, but they should not be an excuse for inaction. So then, what comes next? We cannot lose sight of the big picture. It would be a mistake to conflate the outcome here with what's happening on the ground around the world. Real action is taking place on national and local levels in many countries. Just look at Germany's shift to clean energy, Niger's efforts to re-green its landscape, or Rio's just launched bus rapid transit system. We understand the challenges. We know the solutions. What we need is to build the political will for bolder leadership. As we leave Rio and return to our homes around the globe, we must not give up on the vision of a more sustainable pathway. Given the urgency of the challenges, we must continue to push forward with ambitious solutions that will create a more sustainable future. End quote. So, listeners, there you have it. At a time when the need for environmental action is going critical, our leaders seem less able than ever to lead. To turn this around and motivate our politicians and corporate leaders, we citizens who embrace nature need to be more vocal, more persuasive, and greater in numbers. We need to encourage others to do the same. Our environment is more fundamental than anything else. It is the basis of supplying our most basic needs of shelter, food, and water. Being good stewards of the earth is in our own best interest. We need a major shift in our collective civic thinking that puts the sustainable harvesting of resources and good stewardship first and foremost. Can you imagine a time in the world where we humans, rather than spoil and deplete it, continually enhance and beautify our natural environment, like creative gardeners in the garden? We need to convert wholly to this new worldview as a species as quickly as possible, for time is running out. If you want to hear a heartfelt discussion of the environmental issues that mattered at the Earth Summit, I refer you to Brittany. Brittany is an exceptional 17-year-old from New Zealand who was the winner of a global video speech contest. That earned her the right to address the Earth Summit during their opening conference. You can hear and see her address on YouTube. I will include a link on my show notes page.
My name is Brittany Trilford. I'm 17 years old. I'm a child. Today, in this moment, I'm all children. Your children. The world's 3 billion children. Think of me as half the world. I stand here with fire in my heart. I'm confused and angry at the state of the world, and I want us to work together now to change this.
Don't you think that if a young woman has earned the right to express her concerns to the United Nations about the welfare of the planet, that we all ought to hear what she has to say? Share Brittany's presentation with your loved ones. Now for a segment of beautiful tiki tunes. Thank you.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Introducing the new Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection, exclusively at PetSmart. I created it for the pets that rock your world.
Shop the Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection and celebrate PetSmart's 25th anniversary with up to 25% off thousands of items on the PetSmart site. Plus free shipping on orders of $49 or more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com. That's PetSmartDeal.com. PetSmartDeal.com.
I don't make any decisions about who to hire without going to Angie's List first.
You'll find reviews on home repair to healthcare written by people just like you.
With Angie's List, I know who to call, and I know the results will be fantastic.
Angie's List, who you can trust.
Go to AngiesList.com/best and get 25% off any subscription. That's AngiesList.com/best, B-E-S-T.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to 1-800-PetMeds.com/best, B-E-S-T, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
Hi, I'm John Carlin, creator and host of Fincasters. I have two passions in life. One of them is broadcasting. The other one is aquariums. Fincasters is where they meet. My goal is to create a place where you can go for consistently awesome aquarium videos. In less than a year, we've done Fincasts on everything from lionfish and sea urchin research in the Florida Keys to the keeping of discus and an examination of rare species like the freshwater Gara panda. We even did a tank tour in a $16 million home. So welcome to Fincasters.
Watch Fincasters on Pet Life Radio's Chomp Animal TV Network. CHOMMMP.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
themes on this episode have been Gerriconda Mix by yours truly with help from Apple, from the Rainforest Awakening album, Serenade for the Quiet One Who Listens by Gerardo Miguel Maza, Magic by Pilot, Tiki, Gene Rains Group, Face Beside the Fire, Don Ralke, Beautiful Kahana by Arthur Lineman, Black Orchid, also by Arthur Lineman, and a more modern tiki piece called Slip Into Something More Comfortable by Kenobi, Babaloo by Arthur Lineman again, and the last one to play, Jungle Julie by Don Tiki. Coming up on future episodes of Jungle Deep, we're going to be taking a look at the tiki culture of the 1950s and 60s, and the tiki culture of today, with plenty of exotica music as well. Digitiki, a musician and the producer of the Digitiki.com podcast, known as The Quiet Village, Mark Riddle, will join us. Also, actress and the host of the internet TV show Velveteen Lounge Kitchen, Kelly Patterson, will be joining us for some food and drink fun, tiki style. Also coming up, Al Boyle, the foremost expert on Tarzan and producer of the new documentary, Tarzan, Lord of the Louisiana Jungle. He will share with us what it is like to research and shoot a movie about the first movie ever made about Tarzan way back in 1918. That's our slate at the moment. Great jungle adventures all. I've also invited a real, true-to-life Tarzan who currently lives in South Africa to pay us a visit here on Jungle Deep. I haven't heard back yet. I understand that email moves slowly through the African jungles. Sure to share Jungle Deep Podcast with your friends and co-workers. The show is my creation and at my personal expense. It is not currently subsidized by any business or organization. Audience growth is especially important for Jungle Deep to succeed and prosper. So share the show. If you like what you hear and would care to buy me a cup of coffee to help keep me going, you may mail me a small donation. And I will include a shout-out for you about your favorite environmental or wildlife conservation group on an upcoming episode. Details are on the Jungle Deep webpage. You can see beautiful photos and learn more about Jungle Deep at our website, calaverasgold.tv. Now that's Spanish, Calaveras, C-A-L-A-V-E-R-A-S, gold, G-O-L-D.tv. You gotta check it out. Where else can you go for this kind of fun? Just click on the Jungle Deep title in the header directory. Our show notes pages have valuable links for you. I invite you to email me at jungledeep@calaverasgold.tv and follow me on Twitter. Search for Jungle Deep or KenJones56, all one word. I would love to hear your ideas for the show. Well, the show is over for today, so it's time to refill my Mai Tai, mount my elephant, and head back into the jungle.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.